This is the Fantasy Lowdown on American Airlines Patriots.com radio. Who to start? Who to sit? Who's a sleeper and who's a bust? A weekly look at the upcoming weekend in fantasy football from a Patriots perspective.
Back to throw, look, fires over the middle, caught, rush, the touchdown, welcome.
And from all around the NFL.
Fitzgerald leaps, and he's got it! It's a touchdown for Larry Fitzgerald!
Ask your fantasy questions, hear from the experts, and let us be your weekly cheat sheet. Now, here's our resident fantasy geek. Guru Brian Lowe.
What's up, fellow fantasy geeks? My name is Brian Lowe, Fantasy Lowdown here on Patriots.com radio. I'm here with you every Thursday from 4 to 5 p.m. talking fantasy football. It's week 10 in the NFL season, and for the first time since week 1, we've got a Thursday night game. I happen to like that because this show being from 4 to 5 on Thursdays, it's crunch time for some of those lineup decisions. Not every lineup decision. You know, most likely you don't have to set your entire lineup for the week right now. But if you have anyone on the Baltimore Ravens or you've got anyone on the Atlanta Falcons, you kind of have to make a decision on those guys over the next 4 hours. So feel free to fire away any questions you have on Ravens-Falcons at webradio@patriots.com. Webradio@patriots.com. We are email-driven here on the show. We've got about a half dozen emails already in the inbox that we'll get to in a few moments, and we'd love to hear from you. You can even call us if you, say, don't have email but do have a phone. Can't imagine that pertains to anyone in the year 2010, but you can certainly call us on the Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-543-7482. A lot to get to. From the Patriots standpoint, there was minor panic, and I mean really minor panic, when Tom Brady did not appear on the practice field yesterday at about 105. That panic level increased a tad at around 4 o'clock yesterday when the injury report came out, and in addition to the customary right shoulder injury, Tom Brady was listed with a foot injury as well. And when the starting quarterback has a new injury and misses the first day of practice, you know, red flags go up. But in my opinion, I know that he spoke to the media yesterday. I saw him in the locker room. I wasn't overly concerned. What really made me not overly concerned was the fact that the only quarterbacks on the field yesterday were Brian Hoyer and Jonathan Crompton. So you might say, well, why does that not make you concerned? Well, here's why. If the Patriots thought there was any chance of Tom Brady missing the game, they would have needed to bring someone else in.
Yeah.
Someone else would have been at practice yesterday. So when I thought all that through, I said, you know what? He's getting a day off. Some wear and tear after 9 weeks. Have a day off. He was at practice today. There's no reason to worry about Tom Brady. From an injury standpoint, we can certainly discuss whether there's reason to worry about Tom Brady from an on-field performance standpoint and how that relates to fantasy.
When you saw him at the press conference and also out at practice, because you're out there, wearing any sort of boot?
Nothing noticeable. Nothing noticeable. When we saw him yesterday in the locker room, which was before practice, before there was ever any reason to think that there might be an injury, you would not have noticed a difference.
Gotcha.
He was friendly. He was walking normally. Would not have known noticed a difference. So just to get that out of the way, if Tom Brady is your fantasy quarterback, don't worry about an injury. You might have to worry about some of these lumps that he's taken and not really performed all that well. But overall, Tom Brady should be fine as a fantasy quarterback. Randy Moss will make his debut with the Tennessee Titans this Sunday against the Miami Dolphins in Miami.
Chad Pennington.
Well, yeah, he won't be going head-to-head with Chad Pennington, but that does bring me to another interesting fantasy question.
It stunned me.
It's a stunner just because, you know, I think this past game was the first one that Chad Henne truly hurt his team. He has not had a good year.
But, I mean, it was in Baltimore against a pretty decent defense. I mean, you're going to have bad days against teams like that.
Yep.
And it stunned me when I saw the news come across the wire the other day.
It was not what anyone expected, I don't think. It really wasn't. And they're going to Chad Pennington, who, you know, stable veteran quarterback, someone who minimizes his mistakes, doesn't really throw the deep ball. You got to figure from a fantasy standpoint. And actually, I do have Chad Henne in one of my leagues. It's a league that I'm in where you start two quarterbacks.
Two quarterbacks. That's right.
And so I suppose I could have been more aggressive with trades, but Drew Brees and Chad Henne have been my top two quarterbacks in that team for a while. I'm not doing very well in that league, and that might tell you something. But Henny has had a lot of interceptions. He has not thrown a lot of touchdown passes.
No.
He really has had very few productive games. And I'm a little surprised that they're making this move, because usually a move like this is a team that's pretty good that maybe has a veteran quarterback and they've got the younger guy that they want to bring in.
Yeah, where at this point Henny's played so much, you're like, what the heck's going on? We thought he was the future.
Right.
We thought he had arrived.
Right.
Or but, at least was in the process of arriving.
But that being said, I don't think this is a bad move for the Miami Dolphins football-wise, because I think Chad Pennington has been at his best in his career when he's, you know, that game manager role. He's going to throw the ball. He's just not going to throw the ball deep. They're going to run the ball a lot. That's what they do best anyways.
But they have those good – well, they have two good pass-catching backs. They have Devon Best, who's that really good, like, intermediate.
Absolutely.
A lot of slant routes. Hartline, the same type of guy.
Marshall. But I think that they'll be more of a possession-receiving team.
Yep.
And, you know, I think Chad Henne is going to have reasonable yardage, low interception totals, low touchdown totals
Pennington.
As well. Pennington. I'm going to probably confuse this for the next 52 minutes.
Hanging Chads.
Hanging Chads. You just can't say Chad this, Chad that. You've got to go, you know. I think Pennington is going to be a pretty good quarterback for the Dolphins, a mid-level at best quarterback for your fantasy team. But when you think about the bye weeks for this week, and keep in mind, this is a good thing. This is the last week of byes.
Yeah.
But think about the four teams and the four offenses that are on a bye.
Phillip
San
Rivers,
Diego, Green Bay, New Orleans, and Oakland.
Yep.
Well, three of those are three of the best quarterbacks in the league.
Yep.
And Oakland is one of the best offenses of the last couple weeks.
Yep.
It's not like you're going to, you know, if Jason Campbell is not able to play for you this week, you're going to lose because of that. But McFadden, Hayward Bay, Jacoby Ford. There's guys who have been who have done pretty well. So you got to get through this week of byes, and then you're all set. But those are four pretty big time teams that have a bye.
If you're a guy like me, like I said, we were discussing.
Hopefully,
before,
not too many people are.
That's true, but I mean, you know, I'm in another league outside the work league here that has two quarterbacks, and I was commiserating with you last week because both my starting quarterbacks were on a bye. So if you're in a situation like that, and all of a sudden, you know, Henny's most likely taken in your league, especially if it's say a 12 team league. Times two quarterbacks, there's 24 of the 32.
Yeah.
And then a lot of people have the backup on the bench, so you're scrambling just to find a quarterback that's starting. So to be able to kind of like go out and grab Pennington, who you know nobody has, is probably clutch for some people with bye weeks.
Right. And since bye weeks have begun, it seems like every week there have been one, two, maybe even three changes at quarterback. Now, often those are like Troy Smith, Jimmy Clausen, Charlie Whitehurst last week, guys that.
Yeah.
You know, you really have to be desperate
in order to
pick up. That being said, you kind of have, you know, it's worth taking a chance because you never know if that's, you know, Colt McCoy.
Yeah, like I hit the jackpot in that league last week, B-Lo. I ended up getting McCoy off the wire because I had both quarterbacks on a bye, and he actually put up respectable.
You know, he's put up decent numbers.
That rushing touchdown was clutch.
Huge, yeah. Rushing, you know, no interceptions, a rushing touchdown, that's pretty good. Another interesting one for the Giants, Steve Smith. Looks like there's some trouble there as far as an injury. Kevin Gilbride, their offensive coordinator, said Thursday that Steve Smith is in danger of missing this week's game after straining his pectoral muscle in practice. And, you know, they're waiting some test results, but it doesn't look all that good for Steve Smith in Week 10.
And G-Men!
For the G-Men. And, I mean, what an appetizing matchup for the Giants. Hosting the Dallas Cowboys.
The fruitless Cowboys who have no defense.
Who have no defense. They really have nothing going for them other than the possibility of a spark due to an interim head coach. But all signs point to the Cowboys not really having much respect for Jason Garrett.
Yep.
So, you know, if you're an owner of Steve Smith, you've been licking your chops at this Week 10 matchup. But it looks like he might be out. And all you can hope for at this point is that there's a definitive word going into Sunday.
Are they at 1 o'clock or...
That's a good question. I do have my schedule.
If they're four, it's usually tough sometimes.
Yeah, well, you know, I do have a schedule around here somewhere.
It's
probably
like a 4 o'clock game.
Probably. That game is in New York. It is a 4:15 game.
Yeah.
So it makes it very tough. But go get Mario Manningham. Mario Manningham. Hakeem Nicks, obviously, but... That team, you know, the one fear about that game from the Giants' standpoint is that they might be up so big that they'll be running the ball, and that's a Brandon Jacobs, Ahmad Bradshaw game. But to get to the point where they're ahead, they're going to be throwing the ball. I think this is shaping up to be a big day for Mario Manningham.
I actually advised one of my roommates to go pick him up. He dropped your boy Beanie Wells. I'm on the verge of kind of dropping
Beanie
him.
Beanie Wells.
Because he had like one carry in that game.
Beanie Wells has been a disaster. And now he's hurt.
He's screwed you and me.
Yeah, he is hurt. He's not getting many carries. And, you know, Beanie Wells, just an utter, utter disappointment.
You know what really grinds my gears? When you click on the projection,
it's a great
phrase. Projection thing, and then it's on the ESPN league at least, and they say, well, you know, he's been banged up, but when he's in there, you know, he'll be productive. And you're like, well, yeah well, when is he going to freaking be in there?
Yeah, that hasn't happened. He hasn't been in there.
As he racks up 0 points for us the last few weeks.
Yep, he has not been in there, and he really hasn't done much of any kind of value whatsoever. Been a major, major disappointment. Another interesting one out of New York, the Jets. Rex Ryan saying that they're looking to make maybe have more of a balance as far as number of carries, LaDainian Tomlinson and Sean Green. Did you see Rex Ryan dressed up as his brother Rob?
That was hideous.
It was hideous, but that's the point. You know, you don't dress up like Rob Ryan.
They're both really ugly men.
Right. You don't dress up like Rob Ryan and think that you're going to look dazzling and beautiful.
Not that you and I are the Mona Lisa of sports radio, but I mean, jeez.
Speak for yourself, man.
Well, yeah, you're on TV now.
Oh, so
you're a big deal.
No, I was kidding about that.
I'm just lucky to be on the other side of the glass from you. That's all.
I'm actually lucky that you're also on the other side of the glass, because the alternative, this side of the glass. Not quite what I'm looking for here, Kevin. All right, Kevin. We're going to the emails. Webradio@patriots.com. Webradio@patriots.com. We have many emails to get to, and we're going to kick it off with Glenn.
You, just before you start, did you tell them all, for the listeners that might have Roddy White, that he's going to play tonight?
Roddy White is going to play. Roddy
it's
White is supposed to play.
Kind of a breaking news thing I've seen on ESPN the last couple minutes.
Yeah, Roddy White, he's been banged up, and The word is that he will play, which is
he's
huge.
A guy a lot of people obviously have.
Absolutely. I mean, he's certainly owned in every league. If you're in a league that doesn't own that Roddy White is a free agent, yeah. I suggest you go pick him up. But
have another drink.
He's got a knee injury, and he will not be missing this game.
Right, All right. Up and at him.
Glenn says, hello, once again, I managed to win. Thanks to you. I'm now on a 4-game winning streak with the second highest score overall. However, I'm really going to have to pull out the big points this week playing the best team in the league. Top of my division, and have scored the most points. I'm now 5-4, sitting fifth. Have a few questions. Who do I start? Wide receivers are a big question, but also the running backs. Javid Best has a good matchup. Should I start him over Peyton Hillis? Well, you know, Javid Best does have a good matchup against the Bills. Peyton Hillis against the Browns. I would go Best. I just think that the Hillis has been good. I don't see him doing to the Jets what he did to the Patriots. Don't forget also Peyton Hillis got nicked up at the very beginning of that Patriots game. And, I haven't seen if he's on the injury report, but I do like Javid Best this week against the Bills. Also, I've been offered a trade. Should I accept or decline? I give up Aaron Hernandez and Jeremy Maclin or Brandon Marshall. So the trade is Hernandez and Maclin or Hernandez and Marshall. And I get Antonio Gates. Is this a good trade for me? I'm going to say no. I'm going to say it's not a great trade for you. I just feel like the Antonio Gates injury factor is going to start to show up a little bit more. He's a great player. He's one of the top tight ends. There's no question about it. But the truth is that you can find good, solid tight ends. I wouldn't want you to give up Maclin or Marshall in a trade where you're going to get Gates.
Look what happened with Tammy. Out of nowhere.
Jacob Tammy came out of nowhere. Now, that's rare. That is much more of a factor of the offense and Peyton Manning and the way they use the tight end.
But I do feel like you said when you go to your waiver wire, I feel like there's more depth at tight end simply because you only need one of them in most leagues. So there's generally you can find people.
Now, Glenn also has Kellen Winslow. And I feel like Kellen Winslow is a great guy to have on your team, is a good matchup play this week. If Kellen Winslow is your backup to, say, Brent Celek or Vernon Davis, then maybe he's going to be on your bench. If it's between Hernandez and Winslow, I think Kellen Winslow is a good guy. So,
Keep
these top-end wide receivers that you have, like Maclin and Marshall. And I know Marshall may be taking a hit because of Chad Pennington. Keep those guys. Don't go after Gates. If it was a different year, a couple years ago, I'd say, you know what, go for Gates. But I think that injury situation is going to make a difference soon. Stick with who you have. Now, Glenn mentions his team and his starting quarterback, Michael Vick, good to go. Peyton Hillis and Frank Gore as running backs with Javid Best on the bench. I would probably consider getting Javid Best in there for Peyton Hillis. As good as Hillis was last week, he'll probably have a good game. I think Best is going to have a better game. Wide receivers, Roddy White, that's tonight against Baltimore. Keep him in there. Brandon Marshall and Jeremy Maclin. On the bench, Miles Austin and Sidney Rice. Good for you to have Sidney Rice still in there. He might play this week, won't have an impact, but White, Marshall, and Maclin are the way to go. Don't like Miles Austin against the Giants this week. At tight end, like I said, I think Kellen Winslow might be your guy in there instead of Aaron Hernandez. Here's something I just discovered before coming down on the show. The Pittsburgh Steelers are notorious for how good they are against the run, and no running back has had success this year. Very few tight ends have had success as well. Only Benjamin Watson. Benjamin Watson's the only tight end to score a touchdown against Pittsburgh this year, the only guy to have, I think, more than three catches, and tight ends have not done a lot against the Steelers. I don't really like Hernandez this week. Get Winslow in there. And then defense, Tampa Bay against Carolina. If Tampa Bay defense special teams is on your waiver wire, go get them. They're playing the inept Carolina Panthers, who have major problems at running back and also has Jimmy Clausen starting at quarterback. Major problems right there. So good for you, Glenn, to get Tampa Bay defense in your lineup this week. Next email comes from David. What's up, B-Low? Thanks for all your help thus far. I love the show and hope you're having as much fun doing it as I am listening. Well, I'll tell you what, David. I have a ton of fun doing this because I've been a fantasy football owner for about 12 years, 14 years or so now, and to have this opportunity to spend an hour, talk fantasy football, take some emails, take some questions, and pretend to know that I know what I'm talking about is a lot of fun, and helping you out in your league is fun as well. Let's get down to business in a point-per-reception league. Jacob Tammy or Aaron Hernandez? I'd say no-brainer with Tammy, but Brady is my QB. What do you think? Tammy is the no-brainer. Jacob Tammy has come out of nowhere to be
17 catches the last 2 weeks.
Yep, he's come out of nowhere to be one of the top two or three tight ends in pretty much any ranking you see the last couple of weeks. And you know Dallas Clark is out for the year. Yeah, it's not like he's just holding the spot for a week or two. Jacob Tammy for sure. And like I said about Hernandez, he had a great game last week. His first two touchdowns. I don't love him this week. I don't think there's any question you're going Tammy.
I don't love any of the Patriots this week.
It's hard to, and I actually think they're going to win a close,
really?
Low-scoring, so, ugly one.
Out of everyone I've heard speak on these airwaves all week, you and Eric Scalvino, the two roommates, are the only ones.
The two roommates. Well, if you open up your issue of Patriots Football Weekly, and there are nine, I can't remember if it's nine or ten people slash Flip LaChance, and only me, Eric, and Flip have taken the Pittsburgh Steelers, and the reason for that is...
You mean taking the Patriots.
Taking the Patriots. Boy, Chad Pennington, Chad Henne, Steelers.
No,
the reason for that, trust me, X's and O's wise, you look at the matchup, it's hard to love the Patriots, and I don't love them.
No, I
like them. Pittsburgh played a road Monday night game where they had to go wire to wire against the Bengals and really got beaten up. They got a bunch of injuries in that game. Their offensive line is really banged up. They've got a bunch of concussions. I also get a tone from the Patriots this week, including right after the game Sunday, that they are really, they were angry,
and
defiant.
You're an insider.
They're angry and embarrassed by how they played.
How they like they should be.
And they've lost back-to-back games only twice since 2002 ended. And I don't think that's a coincidence. I don't think it's just a coincidence. Now, that being said, at Pittsburgh is as tough a game as you're going to get in your after a loss. But there's something about the way this team prepares. And I think this is going to be the week that they finally get Wes Welker and Deion Branch going, because I don't think they're going to have a choice.
Yeah.
I don't think this is a
big
game for the running backs.
Well, I think they need to throw the ball.
They're going to need to throw. I don't think this is a big game for the running backs, and I also don't think this is a big game for the tight ends.
Well,
and defensively, they need to force early turnovers.
Yeah.
They didn't force a turnover against
They forced one.
And you know what? It's so simple, but turnover differential tends to be the best stat.
Huge.
When you're trying to figure out who wins and who loses.
Especially on the road.
So I actually like the Steelers.
From a fantasy standpoint,
I like the Patriots.
The only Patriot I have in my other league, Brian, is Woodhead. And the only silver lining is that he can catch the ball out of the backfield.
Yep.
And I'm hoping that he gets a few of those little underneath passes and kind of turns something into gold for me.
Yeah, no, he definitely does.
But to get it off my chest, since you picked the Patriots, I just want to let you know, I think that the Steelers will win by at least two scores.
Two touchdowns.
Yeah.
At least 14 points.
Yeah. I think somewhere in the 14 to 17 point range.
Interesting. I don't see it that way, because I don't think either team is going to... I think the winning team will have a score in the team.
Well, I've waited all week and I haven't said anything. I just wanted to get it out.
People have been waiting for this, Kevin.
No, they haven't.
But I
just wanted to get it on, kind of on the record. So.
Yeah. Well, I really think that the winning team in this game the point total will be in the teens. I really do. Anyways, the other question from David, Mario Manningham or Dez Bryant? He says, I'm leaning toward Bryant, but I hate pinning my hopes on a second string QB to make completions over the Giants D. Well, here's the thing. They're going head-to-head. They're going up against each other. I like Mario Manningham big time. And when you wrote this email, you may not have known about the Steve Smith situation. It looks like Steve Smith may be out. I just trust Eli Manning to Mario Manningham more than I do John Kitna to rookie Dez Bryant. So, David, I you know, if you look at rankings, I bet you'll find that Dez Bryant is much higher than Mario Manningham. You're going to see that changing because of Manningham's rise due to a Steve Smith injury. Dez Bryant's a good guy to have, and I think Dallas will be throwing the ball because they'll probably be down big. I just don't know they're going to have a lot of production. Harry from Las Vegas. Hey, B-Lo. I'm hanging at about 500 with my fantasy football this season, but I've been busy adding and dropping players to get a couple lineups that I like. Now it's time to start winning more games. I'm hoping this week you can give me a little advice. Who would you start? Ben Jarvis, Green Ellis versus the Steelers, or Ronnie Brown versus the Titans? No-brainer there, Harry. It's going to be Ronnie Brown. I think Ronnie Brown gets a boost when it comes to Chad Pennington starting. For a couple reasons. They're probably going to run the ball more than they throw it, and there's a decent chance he throws the ball to Ronnie Brown. I think it's a good matchup, and I think Ben Jarvis, Green Ellis against the Steelers is a very poor matchup. It would be a fluke if Green Ellis gets on track this week. He had a great game against Minnesota, then a lousy game against Cleveland. For him to have a big game, he'd truly be the first running back in the NFL this year to have a big game against the Steelers. I don't like my chances, especially if Ronnie Brown is an option. Should I play Ben Roethlisberger versus the Patriots or Matt Schaub versus the Jaguars? They say Schaub has a slight rib injury but is supposed to start. I'd go Schaub. Roethlisberger is a decent play this week, but like I said, I think it's going to be a really low-scoring game. I think Roethlisberger ends up with maybe 200 yards, a touchdown, and a pick, and I think Matt Schaub has a much better chance for about 300 yards and a couple TDs against the Jaguars. And lastly, I have Randy Moss on one of my teams. What do you expect from here on out? Should I keep him or try to trade him and see if I can still get a decent value in a deal? Also, what do you think about starting him this week versus the Dolphins? Do you think he'll be productive in his first outing with the Titans? Thanks so much for your advice. The Randy Moss conundrum, Kevin. The Randy Moss conundrum. You know, in his first game against Minnesota a couple weeks ago, I won't say that I pegged it, but it went true to form to me. He scored a touchdown. They tried to get him the ball. He ended up with about four passes completed for 80 yards and a big touchdown. I honestly think that's what we're going to see. I think the ball's going to go his way, and I think we're going to see a touchdown. Whether you start him in fantasy this week, yeah, I think you probably do, but obviously it depends on who else you have. I wouldn't hesitate to start him, though, because, you know, I just feel like you bring in Randy Moss in week 10 of the season, you're going to him right away. This isn't a developmental thing. That being said, I think Nate Washington is a real interesting guy this week because I think Percy Harvin got a lot of balls thrown his way with Randy Moss. I think minimum Randy Moss opens the field a little bit. I think Nate Washington's an interesting guy.
Who are the Titans playing, B-Lo?
At Miami.
Who plays cornerback for Miami that shuts Moss down?
Well, Vontae Davis. Yeah, I mean, he shut him down this year.
Yeah.
He shut him down in that game.
It's going to happen again. Going on the record again.
Okay. And you were right last time.
Yeah.
In fact, you were right in that game, which turned out to be Moss's last game, which ironically would be his first game.
The only reason I don't think he's going to have a huge game.
No, I see it differently.
I think it'll be average at best. Well, that's what makes us great, though.
Right. I think he has a touchdown in this game.
And then we go, you know, we exchange pleasantries when one or the other is right off the air. You know.
That's right. Off the air is the key to that.
Yes, is the keyword.
Off the air is the key to that. So that's the way I think on that one, Harry. I say go for Moss. Kevin says don't. But, you know, that's why we're on the opposite sides of the glass, isn't it? Nah, I'm just kidding about that. All right, Todd. Todd is in Jackson, Wyoming, and he has a lot on his mind. Brian, got two wins and back in first place, holding on to third in my 12 and 14 team leagues. Got a waiver pickup to ask you, plus my start-sit questions. All right, team number one is his concentrated evil team. Pick one QB. Once again, should I be wacko for Flacco at Atlanta? That's tonight. Or start Ben Roethlisberger against New England? For those who did not hear my good nicknames of the two QBs last week, wacko for Flacco and Ben Worthlessberger. So let's hear it for Todd there on those nicknames. Here's the thing. I think both games, Baltimore at Atlanta, New England at Pittsburgh, will be low-scoring games where none of the quarterbacks have huge numbers. I'd say Matt Ryan has the best chance for huge numbers. But between Flacco and Roethlisberger, I think it's really close. I give edge Flacco. slight edge Flacco. In that one, he's got great weapons. They're playing inside. It's a little bit of a better matchup, better chance for him to make a move in that game tonight. Not much of a decision here. He needs to pick four of the following: Jeremy Maclin, DeSean Jackson, Mercedes Lewis, Aaron Hernandez, then Brandon Tate, and a Malcolm Floyd who's on a bye. So obviously Maclin, DeSean Jackson, Mercedes Lewis, and Aaron Hernandez are your guys. A couple of flex spots there. Pick one defense: Pittsburgh against New England or San Fran against Seattle. Against St. Louis. This one is tricky to me, Todd says. I think this could be a toss-up. Pittsburgh has been dominant all season, but New England barely ever loses two back-to-back games. Though this season, nothing can be taken for granted. I still like the defense of San Francisco. Both defenses can make turnovers and make plays. I like Pittsburgh's D instead of San Francisco this week. It's just, you got to respect the fact that Pittsburgh dominates against the run and really has one of the best defenses in the league. San Fran has a good defense. They have a solid defense overall, but I just see the Pittsburgh-New England game being low scoring, and I see Pittsburgh having a better chance to limit yardage and limit touchdowns. And in his team number two, Whiskey Militia, pick four of the following: Devon Bess, Anquan Boldin, Vernon Davis, Vasante Shanko. He also has Lee Evans and Malcolm Floyd. Well, pretty straightforward here. I think Bess, Boldin, Davis, and Vasante Shanko are your guys. Floyd on a bye. Lee Evans just hasn't had a great year against Detroit. And then pick one defense: San Fran or Atlanta, another toss-up. I go San Fran in that one. Atlanta tonight against Baltimore. Low scoring, but actually, you know what? I changed my mind on that. Give me Atlanta. Atlanta defense rather than the San Fran 49ers. Other quick questions from Todd. In my 12-team league, since I have Frank Gore and Steven Jackson, one person dropped Ryan Matthews, who I want to get. Should I cut Fred Jackson, that's what he's leaning toward, or Ahmad Bradshaw, still the number one back? I say no. Ryan Matthews has been a major disappointment along the lines of Beanie Wells. Injuries, Mike Tolbert has gotten the touchdown, the goal line plays. I like Fred Jackson, but I really still like Ahmad Bradshaw, and I think the Giants, as good as they are, especially this week, they're going to be running the ball a lot. I would not cut Jackson or Bradshaw for Matthews. In my 14-team league, I had to cut Matthew Stafford due to season-ending injury. Careful there, Todd. I don't know if it's season-ending yet. I picked up Chad Pennington. Phillip Rivers is my number one. I think this is a good move to take Pennington, but available on waivers are Colt McCoy, Matt Hasselbeck, John Kitna, and Troy Smith. I would say that Pennington is probably your best bet over all of those. McCoy I like, but maybe not this week. And Hasselbeck, shaky. Kitna, very shaky. Troy Smith, real shaky. I actually think, believe it or not, that Chad Pennington is the best bet right there. Webradio at patriots.com is our email address. You got the fantasy lowdown here, 4 to 5 Eastern, every Thursday. We've got a whole bunch of emails coming up in the second half hour of the show. Keep it right here. We'll be right back on the fantasy lowdown.
This is the fantasy lowdown on American Airlines Patriots.com radio.
So, Pat, how many Advantage miles have you racked up on American Airlines this year?
That's kind of a personal question, Brian.
It's nothing to be embarrassed about.
I'm not embarrassed.
Oh, okay, then I'll ask you again. How many miles have you racked up?
236,000.
Miles? That's got to be wrong, because I fly a lot more than you.
Well, flying isn't the only way you can earn Advantage miles, Brian.
Right. I knew that.
I mean, you can earn miles when you buy all kinds of stuff, you know? Stuff you use every day.
Also, like, you know, ping pong balls, Argyle socks, really tall ladders.
Like clothes, you know, movie rentals, gas for your car.
Oh, shish kebabs, Russian nesting dolls, snow globes.
I was thinking like newspapers, you know, when you bank, go to restaurants.
Oh, fake mustaches.
Yeah, Brian, you can earn miles when you go to a novelty store and buy a fake mustache.
Awesome.
You can earn Advantage miles for the stuff you buy every day, whatever that stuff may be. Learn more at aa.com/advantage. We know why you fly. We're American Airlines.
You may know that Verizon Fios has more HD channels than cable, but what you may not know is that now you can sign up for Verizon Fios with no term contract required. And if you're not absolutely satisfied, you can cancel with no early termination fees. That's right. You can get Fios TV, internet, and phone at a guaranteed low price of just $89.99 a month for a year with no term contract required. And if you don't love it, you can cancel with no early termination fees. Just call 1-866-892-6057. That's 1-866-892-6057, and you'll know why now is the best time to switch to Fios. Get your game face on. Play the Gridiron Challenge at patriots.com/gridironchallenge and enter for your chance to win tickets and a chance to win the grand prize. an all-inclusive trip to the big game. Brought to you by Verizon. For official rules and terms, visit patriots.com/gridironchallenge. For new customers only. Equipment charges, taxes, and fees, and other terms apply. Rate may increase after 1 year. Fire services available in select areas. Offer expires 9/18/10. Call for more details.
Okay, I'll have the Giganto Burger with Cheese Combo.
Oh, will that be all?
That's it.
Go, Pats!
What?
If you're like this man, you have what is known as a healthy obsession with the Patriots.
Hi, just the jeans today?
Yeah, thanks.
Go, Pats!
Okay, that was weird.
I know, right?
At Bank of America, we understand, and we can help.
I'll just take this with you already.
Oh, here you go.
Go, Pats!
Indeed. Go, Pats.
With Patriots checking from Bank of America, you can do more than just tell the world about your loyalty. You can show them by getting the Patriots logo on your checks and debit cards.
I say, here's a baguette. Go long.
I'm open!
Whoops.
Ask your Bank of America associate if Patriots checking is right for you. Or go to bankofamerica.com/patriots.
Bank of America N.A. Member FDIC. Copyright 2010 Bank of America Corporation. An account setup fee may apply in some states.
Now's your chance to hit a B-low on the Ace Ticket Hotline at 508-543-7482.
Snazzy tunes, B-low. Snazzy.
Not too bad at all. Not too bad at all. Directly back to the emails we go. And we go to Mikey Vandalism from East Haven, Connecticut. What's up, B-low and Kevin? I need your stardom sitters for this week, so let's get right to it. Pick two quarterbacks. Tom Brady against Pittsburgh, Eli Manning against Dallas, Sam Bradford against San Francisco. Eli Manning's a no-brainer. They're probably going to run the ball a lot, but Eli Manning's a no-brainer. And you know what? I still got to give Brady the respect that he's due. I mean,
yeah,
you know,
that's
I
a tougher one, though.
It's a tough one. It's a really tough one. I've got to give Brady the respect. If you go Brady and Manning and you fail,
you can't really fault
you
yourself.
You can't really fault yourself.
You fault
exactly.
The players.
And I know that's kind of a conservative way to look at it. But you just, if you bench Tom Brady and he goes off, and he's had some big games
he's
against Pittsburgh.
He's due for one, too.
He's due for one. Tough,
really
week, for, tough week for it to come
he
out.
He hasn't had one of those monster weeks where he
correct.
Carries your team in a while.
Correct. Pick three running backs. Adrian Peterson against Chicago. I think so.
Pick.
Rashard Mendenhall against New England.
Pick.
I think so. Mike Goodson against Tampa Bay. Careful there because he might be their leading rusher. It's just Tampa Bay is pretty good.
Yeah, Tampa Bay is
actually, you know
what?
I take that back.
Year.
Tampa Bay's got very low-rated run defense. I feel like their defense
who's
overall...
Who's the other one?
The other...
Did he say pick three?
Oh, yeah. Ryan Terrain and Danny Woodhead. So
yeah,
I think I think you're going to end up going Goodson just because
yeah.
it looks like, believe it or not, they've got, you know, D'Angelo Williams, Jonathan Stewart, hurt, not effective. Goodson might get the ball.
Although I do hope Woodhead does something for me.
Well, don't bank on it. Okay, pick three of these wide receivers. Mike Wallace against New England. Terrell Owens against Indy, Wes Welker against Pittsburgh, Mike Sims-Walker against Houston, Mike Williams of Tampa Bay against Carolina, Santonio Holmes against Cleveland, Blair White against Cincinnati, Sidney Rice against Chicago. Terrell Owens is the hottest receiver in the NFL right now. You cannot bench him right now. You can't bench him right now, and especially if you know they're going against Indianapolis. If they go down big, I think they'll be throwing the ball. Mike Wallace against New England, he's got touchdowns. I think three touchdowns in his last three or four games, you're probably going to want to start him. Wes Welker, I think this might be the week that Wes Welker gets going, certainly in a point-per-reception category. But here's the thing. Mike Sims-Walker against Houston's last-ranked pass defense is very tantalizing. So, and Mike Williams against Carolina is, too. You got some tough choices. I'd probably go Wallace, Owens, and then either Sims-Walker or Mike Williams. And I'd probably lean toward Mike Sims-Walker because Houston's pass defense is just dreadful. So, I don't like Santonio Holmes much, or Blair White, or Sidney Rice. I think your toughest call there is between Welker, Sims Walker, and Williams, and I'd probably go Sims Walker, like I said. Pick one on the tight end, and we've heard the same question, Tammy or Hernandez. We've gone over this, definitely Jacob Tammy. And then, oh, for your flex, you can pick one or the other. I think Mike Williams or Wes Welker is your best bet at flex, and if I had to choose one under the gun, I'd probably go Welker. Also had to drop Steven Gostkowski, picked up David Akers, so hopefully he'll fill in nicely. All right, thank you, Mikey. And Mikey brings up a good point. That was Mikey Vandalism. Mikey does make a good point being that Stephen Gostkowski out for the year. So if you own Stephen Gostkowski, tough cut, but you got to cut him. And hey, actually, Shane Graham, not a terrible pickup. In fact, he's done really well in his career for the Bengals at Heinz Field. Next email is from this one, Kevin. Every week, I just can't figure it out. Slim Jim Behavehoff. And you really need a dictionary to understand, but I'm going to give it a try again. What up the thrillers, the stunners, the men projecting them fantasy numbers? B-Low, K-Dog, what up? It's your boy Big Slim Jim Behavehoff coming to y'all with my fantasy question. Hang on, Kevin, hang on. First, I was at the Pats game on Sunday, and I saw that big juice ball running over my men, and I didn't like it one bit. My fantasy question is to be this. With Beanie Wells coming down with the fluids in his creaky leg, is Timbo Hightower worth picking up? He, you know, all this, you wade through all this jumbled up stuff, Kevin, and he gets to an actual legit question. He looks to be a legit starting caliber running back. If not him, how about my G Howling? I assume he means LaRod Stevens Howling. Which would you say is more value on that waiver?
Stevens Howling, give me a buttload of points in our league.
Peace here, out. See you round like a donut.
I know you didn't like that trade because I gave up Reggie Wayne for
what was the trade again?
It was like LaRod Stevens Howling for Reggie Wayne.
Pathetic. Listen, Tim Hightower is worth picking up. And going against Seattle, a poor defense, it's not a bad play this week because Beanie Wells has an injury and has been extremely ineffective. So, Slim Jim Behavehoff, as I go through all this nonsense in your email, you actually do come up with a legit question. So I'm giving you a legit answer. Go get Hightower. All right, question now is from Craig. Hi, B-Low. Thanks for the help last week. But unfortunately, my team, quote, I hate the Jets, lost, dropping them to 4-5, 9th out of 12. Sorry about that. Putting them in big trouble for missing the playoffs. I need help big time. At least I'm playing an 0-9 team this week. Who's that, you, Kevin? So all I have to do is put up respectable points, and I may actually get a win. I'm thinking of a starting lineup like this. Quarterback Ben Roethlisberger. He says everyone gets big yards against the Pats. Well, yeah, I mean, you can move the ball against the Pats. Roethlisberger's not a bad play this week. Wide receivers Reggie Wayne and Brandon Marshall, not bad. Running backs Arian Foster and Ronnie Brown, definitely not bad. Jacob Tammy at tight end. And then a flex, Vernon Davis. Kickers Matt Prater. Defense is New England. He says, I figured I could offset interceptions and fumbles of Ben Roethlisberger. Not sure if this is good logic or not. Not bad logic. Defense, that's pretty good. Then the bench, Danny Woodhead, Matt Schaub, Miles Austin, Brandon Tate, and Chicago defense. I would certainly consider getting Matt Schaub in there for Ben Roethlisberger. Greg Rosenthal, who joined us last week in his goal line stand rankings, he does have Schaub 3, Roethlisberger 4, so it's very close. But, you know, going against Jacksonville, a terrible run, a terrible pass defense, I might go Schaub instead of Roethlisberger in that game. I personally think it'll be a low-scoring game. Don't like Miles Austin either. Now, the defense, you've got New England's defense or you've got Chicago hosting Minnesota. I'd probably stick with New England's defense. Shaky play after last week, but Craig, I think I'd stick with New England's defense. And so the one change I'd make is putting Schaub in there instead of Roethlisberger. We've got an email. This one is from Todd. Todd in Jackson, Wyoming says, got offered Steve Smith of the Giants for Ahmad Bradshaw. Is it worthwhile? Not a great week for that trade to have been offered, Todd, because Steve Smith is banged up. Looks like he might miss the game with a torn pec. For this particular week, there's no question Ahmad Bradshaw is better than Steve Smith. If you're looking long-term, it's hard to know what the long-term diagnosis, long-term prognosis will be for Steve Smith for the course of the year. Certainly if he's healthy, I like Steve Smith over Ahmad Bradshaw over the course of the year. Now, Todd says, I have Steven Jackson, Frank Gore, Fred Jackson, and Bradshaw at running back. My wide receiver tight end options are DeSean Jackson, Jeremy Maclin, Malcolm Floyd, Brandon Tate, Mercedes Lewis, and Aaron Hernandez. I think this might deplete my running back options to a dangerous level. Yeah, I'd probably hold still, Todd. You know, you got Steven Jackson, you got Frank Gore. Those two are great. Always have a little bit of injury concern with those guys, but those guys are great. Fred Jackson hasn't done much, although I still hold out hope that, you know, Fred Jackson is going to do all right. And Bradshaw is still getting a good amount of carries. I think they run the ball a lot this week. So I don't think I'd make that trade if I were you, Todd, but it's definitely an interesting one nonetheless. All right, strippers. We haven't heard much from strippers here on the Fantasy Lowdown. I know strippers is a regular on the other shows here. Strippers, thanks for checking in. A real quick one from him. Aaron Hernandez against the Jets. I'm sorry, against the Steelers, or Dustin Keller of the Jets against Cleveland. You know, that's an interesting one. I'd probably go Keller. And when you think about it, think of what Aaron Hernandez did against Cleveland. You figure Dustin Keller might have a chance to be open and catch some Mark Sanchez passes. I just don't like Hernandez this week. So, strippers, thanks for checking in. I would go with Dustin Keller. Ian in Scotland. Hey, B-Low, keep up the good work. QB, Michael Vick or Matt Schaub? Haven't really gotten into Michael Vick so far today. And, you know, we've talked about Matt Schaub a little bit, very highly ranked. And, you know, as far as Vic goes, the Eagles are playing. I'm drawing a blank right now, but the Eagles, the Eagles, a Monday night, are at the Redskins. Of course, the McNabb Bowl. I don't know how you bench Michael Vick these days. And Vic Schaub, that's close to a toss-up. But Michael Vick is red hot. He doesn't throw interceptions. Runs the ball pretty well. I think I'd lean toward Vic, though. That's a tough call. Wide receivers, pick one from the following: Mike Williams, the Tampa Mike Williams against Carolina; Dez Bryant at the Giants; Michael Crabtree against St. Louis; Wes Welker against Pittsburgh. I'd have to go Mike Williams in those. And I know I think there was a previous email where Mike Williams, Wes Welker was in there. I'd go Mike Williams just because they're playing Carolina, not a very good team. I think it's a big week for Josh Freeman and that passing game. Although I do think Welker might have a chance at maybe even a season high in catches. You just never know if he's going to get in the end zone and have high touchdown, high yardage amounts. Tight end Jason Witten or Aaron Hernandez. Got to go Witten. He's just better, and especially if they start throwing the ball and John Kitten throwing the ball, I'd go Witten. Defense, Ravens against Atlanta tonight, Lions at Buffalo, Patriots at Pittsburgh. That is a tough one. You know, certainly all things being equal, the Ravens' defense is great, although Atlanta's offense is pretty good. You know, the Lions are very intriguing to me against Buffalo. The Patriots are intriguing to me against Pittsburgh. I see them having an opportunity to make life a little difficult for Roethlisberger. Among all those, I'd eliminate the Lions because they're just not all that good. And, you know, and Buffalo actually has been okay, Lions on the road. The Ravens, all these teams are on the road. I think I'm going to lean toward the Patriots, believe it or not. I think they're going to tighten up a little bit in run defense, and I don't think they're going to allow too many touchdowns. So I'd go with the Patriots. I have my running back position set with Michael Turner and Marius Jones-Drew. However, on my roster, I also have Chris Ivory, Javid Best, and Felix Jones. Should I consider dropping one of these players and picking up a player like Pierre Thomas, who is currently injured and who may come back to a number one running back later in the season? Does Fred Taylor fit this role? Thanks for your views. As always, Ian in Scotland. Very interesting question there, because Chris Ivory, Javid Best, Felix Jones. You're not cutting Javid Best, no question about that. Felix Jones I'd hang on to because you just wonder if there's going to be a new dynamic with that offense under Jason Garrett. I don't know what to expect, but I think there's a chance, and you want to see it in action for a week or two, that Felix Jones, maybe Garrett has an eye on featuring Felix Jones a little more. I think Chris Ivory is a guy that you can get rid of. I in fact, did in one of my leagues. He's really been slumping. He's losing carries to other guys like Liddell Betts and Julius Jones. And like you said, Pierre Thomas, and not to mention Reggie Bush, could be coming back in the next couple weeks. I would get rid of Chris Ivory, and I'd take a chance on Pierre Thomas for sure, because I think the Saints' running game is definitely lacking, and I do feel like when Pierre Thomas comes back, if healthy, he's going to do all right. Fred Taylor is an interesting one, and we haven't gotten into Fred Taylor. I have a sneaking suspicion that he's going to be active this week against Pittsburgh. I wouldn't be stunned if he isn't, but I think he might be, and I think he might get the ball. The only problem is no one runs well against Pittsburgh. Going into the following week against Indy and then against Detroit, if it turns out Fred Taylor is healthy, I think he's going to get the ball. So I think he's an interesting guy to pick up. But among those two, Fred Taylor and Pierre Thomas, I'd probably lean toward Thomas. If you have the luxury of having a guy like that, a guy who's injured but might be coming back soon, I'd go with it. I'd go with Pierre Thomas. Paul in London. Hi, Brian. Doing all right in most of my leagues still, and happy to be playing you this week in the B-Low League. Third in the league versus third from the bottom. Yeah, I know. I've been pretty bad in that league. but I had a win last week, and I'm surging. Let's put it that way. I'm surging. I'm 0-1 against the Lowdown after last year's beatdown on me. Time for some revenge. Well, Paul, appreciate the smack talk. We'll see how that transpires. I'm also buying lunch for you and the PFW guys next week as it's my birthday, so it'll be time to share the love. Well, in that case, if you're willing to buy me lunch, maybe I'll lay down and let you win. No, that's not true. I'm going to try to beat you and get lunch out of you, Paul. How about that? Well, Kevin, he's talking about the PFW league.
No, I know.
Oh, is you didn't know about the buying lunch?
No, is this Paul?
Paul in London.
Paul Darville, maybe?
You bet.
There
you
we
bet.
Go.
It sure is.
Making sure I knew
it sure
the
is.
Right one to
Got to
reach
sort
out
through
to.
These free lunches, huh? All well, right, one question before the start sits. As the season goes on, who will be the better fantasy option, Fred Taylor or the law firm? Well, along the lines of what we were just talking about, you know, you just can't trust Fred Taylor injury-wise. But if he's healthy and if he plays, he's definitely the guy.
But this is what you think about the Patriots running back.
Did you think that way, though, against Minnesota a couple weeks ago? They haven't been that bad.
No, but it's not, I don't know, it's not worth.
They haven't been that bad. If the question is, gun to your head, Fred Taylor or Ben Jarvis Green Ellis, you're taking your chances on Fred Taylor because when he's healthy, he's produced
work.
And he's going to get the work.
Yeah.
Ben Jarvis Green Ellis doesn't always produce when healthy. So, you know, you don't want to be relying on either one, but if you have to have one, I'd go Fred Taylor. Anyway, start sit questions across my leagues, most of which center on tight ends. Owen Daniels or John Carlson? Go Owen Daniels. John Carlson, you know, he's fading a little bit. You know, that offense is just really poor this year. Go Owen Daniels. Pick two from Dez Bryant or Donald Brown or Ben Jarvis Green Ellis. It's going to have to be the first of those two. The first two of those. Dez Bryant, who I'm not super high on this week, but they might be throwing the ball a lot. He could be the beneficiary. And then Donald Brown is going to get most of the carries if healthy, and it looks like he is. Joseph Addai, Mike Hart, not so much. And then Green Ellis, we've talked about, don't love him this week. Brett Favre or Kyle Orton? That's an interesting one. Kyle Orton at home against the Chiefs, and then you got Brett Favre at the Bears. I think I'm going to go Orton. A close call, but Orton throws the ball a ton and has been pretty effective. Tough matchup against the Chiefs, but I'll go Orton. Two from Dustin Keller, Aaron Hernandez, and Chester stealing touchdowns from Forte Taylor. I'm actually going to go Keller and Taylor on this one. Don't like Hernandez this week. I do like Chester Taylor getting more involved in that offense. Todd Heap or Owen Daniels? Todd Heap going tonight. Very tight call. I guess I'd go Todd Heap. But that's a really, really tight call. No strong opinion.
But you'd go Winslow over Heap.
I would go Winslow over Heap and Winslow over Owens, but I'd go Heap over Daniels.
I'm getting nervous. It's almost game time, you know.
I know. We're closing down 3 hours. Two from D'Angelo Williams, Javid Best, and Felix Jones. Well, only two of the three will play. D'Angelo Williams doesn't look like he'll play, so Javid Best and Felix Jones. Mercedes Lewis or Vasante Shenko? I really like Mercedes Lewis.
Yeah, you do.
They're going against the worst, and he's done pretty well.
You have a serious man crush.
I like him. Love the name. How do you not like the name? Go Mercedes Lewis over Shenko. Daniels or Lewis? Boy, really isn't in on the tight ends. I go Lewis. They're playing against each other. I go Lewis. Jamal Charles or Green Ellis? Don't even ask me that question. It's Jamal Charles against Denver. Come on.
Get out.
Kyle Orton or Jay Cutler? Kyle Orton in that battle of guys who were traded for each other last year. Santana Moss or Johnny Knox? Probably like Santana Moss a little better, though that's a toss-up either way. Thanks as always, B-Low. Thank you, Paul. Appreciate that. We've got an email here from Brooklyn Matt. I never listened to the freaking fantasy blowdown. Yeah, but today, I still have the audio on after playbook ended, and alls I'm hearing is Kevin jibber-jabbering away. You and B-Lo are meant for each other. E-ha-ha-ha-ha. I'm reading the email.
Gotcha.
Okay, I'm going to turn off now. I just had to give you a zinger first. Jeez, there you go again, talking some more. Ay-yi-yi, you stop that. How you like that one, Brooklyn Matt. I'll tell you what.
No comprende.
You need, I need a dictionary, gibberish to English.
In New York sucks. That's all I have to say.
Wow. Wow, how about that?
Straight up sucks.
Back to the more straightforward emails. This is from Todd in Jacksonville. B-Lo and Kevin, much more respectable. Here are my wildly inconsistent wide receivers. Randy Moss, Anquan Boldin, Brandon Marshall. I also have Danny Woodhead and Vincent Jackson. I already asked you about my start sit questions. You have answered at this point.
Seems like he's got a lot of good wide receivers.
Did I miss an email from Todd?
Maybe.
Well, it's not in here.
You can't throw me under the bus for that one.
I'm not going to, but I have not deleted an email yet, Todd, and I don't see it in here. Sorry about that.
But we apparently answered his question, though, right? Because he said...
He says you have answered at this point. It's still early in the show.
Oh, okay.
I think he means you haven't.
Okay.
Sorry about that, Todd. Resend it if you can in the next 5 minutes. I didn't get to it. I have Danny Woodhead and Vincent Jackson. However, this is intriguing. Sidney Rice is still on the waiver wire, and I was wondering if I should pick him up now and drop Woodhead, or do I pick up Sims Walker for this week to start and bench Moss, Bolden, or Marshall? Interesting one, because I really like Sims. I kind of like Sims Walker this week against the worst pass defense in the league, but, you know, maybe I'm in the minority. I like Randy Moss. I do like Anquan Bolden. You cannot sit Anquan Bolden. He's having a good year. They're playing tonight. I think Anquan Bolden's going to have a big night. And then you got Brandon Marshall, who I think is still a close to a must start, even though Chad Pennington is now throwing the ball. I just don't think it's going to be a huge impact. So I would pick up Sims Walker anyways and drop Woodhead. But I don't know if either guy would get into your lineup. So I think you're three deep there. I think you want to have a reliable wide receiver like Sims Walker. Or maybe he's not reliable, but what if the Randy Moss thing does not pan out, then you might want to have a legit wide receiver like Sims Walker, because Vincent Jackson, Sidney Rice, they're both very questionable going forward. They're both coming. Neither one has played. You just don't know how that's going to go, but you want to keep them. I would say Sims Walker is your safest guy to have. So, there you go, Todd. And, sorry about that with the email, Todd. If you have a chance in the next couple minutes, send it my way. And it looks like Todd may have. You know what? Let me get to Todd right now. He says, hey, B-Lo and anyone else who might be in there today. B-Lo, Kevin, and anyone else who might be in there. I'm in second place in my league at 5-4, which means there's a logjam of teams that are vying for a playoff spot. I have the most points scored in the league, which is the only reason I'm in second and not seventh. Suffice to say, I really need to win out to make sure I make the playoffs. Here are my start sits. It is a point per reception league. Pick one quarterback. Mike Vick against Washington, Big Ben against New England. I go Vick. Pick two running backs, Frank Gore against St. Louis, Javid Best, Michael Turner, LeGarrette Blount. Forget about LeGarrette Blount. Just, you know, he had some big weeks, but he's not going to beat these other three. I think you got to go Gore and Turner, and Javid Best is a tough sit. But Gore and Turner have to be your guys. They're two of the best in the business. Pick three running backs, Anquan Bolden, Brandon Marshall, Randy Moss, Woodhead, Sims Walker. We kind of answered the question a few minutes ago. We know who we're going with. Pick one defense, Philly against Washington or San Francisco against St. Louis. I kind of like Philly this week. Not sold on the Washington defense, especially the running game, and I think we're going to see more problems from Donovan McNabb this week. So San Fran against St. Louis, I'd probably go with that. That being said, you know, Steven Jackson could nullify all that. I'm sorry. No, I go Philly. Sit San Fran. Go Phillies D. So there you go, Todd. Hope I helped you out there a little bit. Here on the Fantasy Lowdown, banging out a few final emails as we wind it down. Don't forget to get your lineup set for tonight, Baltimore against Atlanta. This email here is from Lyndon in Colton, California. Hey, guys, I'm playing a salary cap-based fantasy game. What wide receiver do you like from the following? Hakeem Nicks. And I think he's got his next four opponents. Yeah, that's what it is. Hakeem Nicks and Brandon Lloyd. I'm sorry. What wide receiver duo do we like? Hakeem Nicks and Brandon Lloyd. Calvin Johnson and Randy Moss. Roddy White and Mike Wallace. Please note that Moss and Wallace are about the same price and can be interchanged. All right, well, we're getting into some confusion here. I'm going to have to put aside the salary cap stuff because just not able to comprehend and put all that together in this quick email. But as far as which duo, you got some great duos here. I think Calvin Johnson, Randy Moss is far more risky and
especially with Calvin without a quarterback. Now.
Calvin without a quarterback. Moss, you just don't know how he's going to fit in. I love the Hakeem Nicks, Brandon Lloyd consistency. I really do. But Roddy White is the best guy of the bunch, and I might go Roddy White, Mike Wallace overall in an edge over Hakeem Nicks and Brandon Lloyd. Great question, though. I think it's really intriguing. You've got some great options there. I'd go White and Wallace as the more consistent guys. They're both big-time touchdown threats. Joey, the Situation Anastasio is our final email here of the day. Love the show. You guys are funny like honey, making that money. Some of these emailers today, Kevin, are off the wall. I'd like your advice. Anyone can join in. Pick three wide receivers and one flex wide receiver, tight end, running back. Steve Johnson, Lee Evans, Mike Thomas, Mario Manningham, Thomas Jones, Dustin Keller. Very high on Mario Manningham this week, especially if Steve Smith is out. I like Steve Johnson a lot as well. Ryan Fitzpatrick goes his way. And then between Lee Evans and Mike Thomas, boy, I would never want to have two Bills wide receivers. So I go Manningham, Steve Johnson, Mike Thomas. And then as far as the flex between Thomas Jones and Dustin Keller, kind of like the Dustin Keller matchup this week against Cleveland, Joey. So I'd go Dustin Keller edging out Thomas Jones. And that's where we're going to go. That's where we're going to go with Joseph. So we are winding down the Fantasy Lowdown. Great emails today. Some wacky ones, but some great emails as well. Again, tonight, Baltimore Ravens at the Atlanta Falcons. Set your lineups. See if you can get through the challenge of this week's buys, which are San Diego, Green Bay, New Orleans, and Oakland. If that does not affect your team, you might not have a great team, because a lot of guys there on those teams are pretty good fantasy performers. And let me just take a quick look here and see if there's any late breaking news on the fantasy on the football from a football standpoint that affects fantasy. Nothing that I see right now, but should be a great week. And we're getting into that make or break point of the year here, Kevin. If you're 3-6 right now, God forbid 2-7 or 4-5. You really can't lose this week.
No, I think I'm 2-7. We're in trouble in our league here.
I'm in trouble. I know I'm in trouble. Haven't had a great year, but what are you going to do? I've had a great year, but it looks like most of our readers are, and thankfully, they're getting a lot of advice from us here on the Fantasy Lowdown. Be sure to check us out next Thursday, 4 to 5 Eastern, and check us out as a podcast as well here on the Fantasy Lowdown. Send us emails, webradio@patriots.com, anytime during the week. We'll get to them next week. Thanks for listening to the Fantasy Lowdown.
This is the Fantasy Lowdown on American Airlines Patriots.com radio.